Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I hope that you are taking advantage of every single moment in these blessed days. Alhamdulillah رب العالمين, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us alive to witness them. May Allah accept from us everything that we are doing in these days. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So we started yesterday by mentioning the importance of Hajj, and that Hajj, and that there are so many lessons in Hajj. And it's not only for the people who are performing Hajj, but it is for the whole Ummah. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of Hajj in the heart of all Muslims. Every single Muslim love to go and perform Hajj. And even when they go and perform it, they are always yearning to go back again and visit Mecca and Medina, subhanAllah. And when people come back from Hajj to their countries and they tell the stories of Hajj, everybody lives in the in that atmosphere of Hajj and everything that happened in the Hajj season, subhanAllah. So today's lesson, the first benefit from Hajj and the first lesson and most important lesson of Hajj is that Hajj comes every single year to remind us about the Day of Judgment. How? Before we mention how, I just want to remind myself and remind you that one of the main reasons why we are facing so many problems in our time and so much corruption in this dunya, it is because we forgot about the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Sad, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. The one who go astray from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have a painful punishment. Why? بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمَ الْحِسَابِ. Because they forgot that there is a Day of Judgment. My brother, my sister, you think if someone constantly thinking about the Day of Judgment, do you think he will deal with riba? Do you think that he will not pray? Do you think that the sister who is always thinking about the Day of Judgment, do you think she will not wear the hijab? Subhanallah. Thinking constantly about the Day of Judgment will definitely bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Hajj comes every single year to remind us that there is a Day of Judgment coming. Wake up. From the moment the person is leaving, he gathers his family and he tells them, if I don't come back, do this, this, this and that, as if just he's leaving this dunya. And the people come and say goodbye to him, and he makes sure before he leaves to Hajj that he asks everybody for forgiveness. Subhanallah. And then when they, when the Hajj gets to the to Hajj and he starts performing the Hajj, the moment the close of Ihram reminds us that this person, now he took his shower himself and he put those two pieces of cloth himself, there will come a day when he will be washed by somebody else and the same pieces of cloth will be put on him and he will be put under the ground. Just like the day he's leaving this dunya, the Hajj comes and reminds us. And even when he is in Ihram, he cannot clip his nail. He cannot take any of his hair. Just like a dead man walking, he has no control. Subhanallah. Every year the Hajj come and reminds us of the Day of Judgment. Even when they are performing the Tawaf, and you go to the place of Tawaf and you see it very crowded, you think this is a big crowd? Those 2 million or 1.5 million people is a big crowd. How about the day of judgment when all the people from the moment of Adam alayhi salam all the way to the day of judgment, they are all gathered. Allahu Akbar. And they are all close to each other. And it's a very long day and it's a very hot day. Now the sun is millions of miles away and we're still feeling its heat, and people in Hajj, they are complaining, oh, the Hajj is in July, the Hajj is in August, it's too hot. My brother, my sister, on the day of judgment, the sun is only 1 mile away. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah ﷺ told us that people will start sweating. Some people's sweat will get to their ankles, some to their knees, some to their hips. Some people will be drowning in their sweat. Allahumma sallim sallim. May Allah save us all on that day. That day is very long day. 50,000 years. Now you are performing tawaf and you're holding tight to your mother so nobody will harm her. You're holding tight to your wife. On the day of judgment, you'll be running away from your mother, running away from your spouse. Allahu Akbar. The Hajj comes and reminds us about the day of judgment in every move in the Hajj. And when you finish the tawaf and you go perform the sa'i between the Safa and the Marwa, that reminds us on the day of judgment, when we go from one prophet to another, begging them to intercede for us. We start with Adam alayhi salam, and every single one of the prophets say, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself, until we get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will say, ummati, my ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you and everyone who's watching from the people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for. My brothers and sisters, one of the biggest evidence that Hajj comes and reminds us of the day of judgment is that in the Quran, there's no surat as-salat, there's no surat as-siyam, there's no surat as-zakat, there's no surat as-shahada, but there is surat al-Hajj, right? And what does that surah start with? If you look into that surah, if you look inside Surah Al-Hajj and you study it, you will not find anything about Mina, about Muzdalifa, about Jamarat. Subhanallah. What does that surah start with? Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas, uttaqu rabbakum, إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Allahu Akbar. Surah Al-Hajj starts the first two ayah, not talking about Arafah, not talking about Mina, not talking about Tawaf, not talking about Sa'i. It started by mentioning the day of judgment. Oh mankind, the day of judgment, the quaking of the day of judgment is a tremendous thing. On that day, you will see a nursing mother discard her infant, and the pregnant woman will drop her load. And you will look at the people, you will think that they are drunk, but they are not drunk. But because the punishment of Allah is so severe, Ya Rabb, may Allah save us all on that day. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Hajj comes every single year to remind us of the day of judgment. In every single move we perform, we remember the day of judgment. That is one of the main lessons that we learn from Hajj. And when we come back and tell the stories, and everyone lives that atmosphere of Hajj, and inshaAllah ta'ala, like I mentioned yesterday, if we perform Hajj in the proper way, in the way that's supposed to be performed, one time in a lifetime is enough. It will change my life forever. That is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for prescribing it only once, subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, every single year, many people go to Hajj, but not too many people come back with Hajj. Because many people over there, they forget, they forget the main reason for Hajj. And that's why, inshallah ta'ala, with this series, when we have all these benefits that we will be mentioning on a daily basis, inshallah ta'ala, it will change all your concept about Hajj. And the next time you go perform Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, you will have a different taste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the standing on Arafah. May Allah azza wa jal accept all our a'mal. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.